tired of headaches at the altar?
Get your hand. Come on.
Are you tired of being physically abused?
Get that one.
Are you tired of being laid out for no reason with your special clothes on? Well, I got the tip for you. Try our new altar call self-defense class.
You know, one of the positions that I've had in church, and this is particularly around the 2002 to 2007, 2006 era, is that of being a church catcher. How many of you know what a church catcher is? A church catcher is that person that is trained up and designated by a leader in the church to pretty much avoid lawsuits, to catch people from busting the heads on the ground. Now, they don't want to necessarily say it that way. They'll tell you that it's to not quench the spirit. It's to use wisdom as the spirit is operating. But the reality is that if we really trust the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does, the Holy Spirit will not make you fall down to such an event that you're hitting your head in a chair. To fall down to such an event that you're going to bust your head open. You're going to bust your wig open. It's just not necessarily going to operate that way.
I had just got done watching, like, I think a year or two ago, The Planet of the Apes. I was like, viral. Everybody was watching Planet. So I remember in that movie, they were like, open the guy's mouth. And they were like, or the monkey, something happened where they're like, is there a soul in there?
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 So I remember the movie, so I was like, I guess, you know, I'll try it. Open her mouth, and I was like, I know you're down in there. Come out. Right? So I didn't know. I just thought, like, we're going to wrestle again. What is going on? They called him, like, you need to come over. He lived across the street. And he came in the room, and he's literally his arms crossed. I'm on top of this lady with her mouth open, and I'm like, I know you're in there. I'm going to get you. Come out. She's turning blue because I'm literally choking her. My uncle comes in, gets me off of her, and is like, you can't do that. I was like, oh.
And as a church catcher in the church, one of the things that I saw continuously is evil spirits operating. 1 John 4:1 tells us, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they're of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
And when we give money, it is truly something that happens in the spiritual realm where we are giving spiritually more of us to God.
So if you like to sow, we have baskets right there. They put a separate one for seeds because sometimes you can give a seed if you have a certain need or desire, or if God puts on your heart to sow for freedom, because that's a key for many people's deliverance, is to sow.
As a church catcher, you and other church catchers know the habitual people that will go up front just to fall back. There are times that the person that's going to fall back, they know what they're doing. They think that it's part of the thing that they have to do, just fall back. But I'll be honest with you, man, I'm a chubby guy myself, all right? But there's some people that, there's some heavy-duty brothers and sisters in the Lord that you already know that there's no way you can catch them by yourself. And I would immediately just give a wink to another brother or another person who's in charge, but who's going to be a church catcher. And I'm like, bro, I ain't doing this myself, man. I'm going to end up with back pain. And we both have to tag team the person because the person is going to fall back like an Olympic diver. And they would fall back. We would grab them, lay them on the ground, put a blanket on them, and just wait until... What are you waiting for? Wait until, you know, it's enough time has passed where the spirit has left, and then they can get back up. And I'll be transparent with you. In my early naive days, there were times that I fell back myself. There were times that I still remember that I'm peeking with my eyes to see if it's time to get up, you know? And the way it typically operates is the person's laying hands on you is moving you ever so lightly. And as you're moving back, whoop, they let you go, right? Now, have I had moments in my life that the presence of God is so thick in a church environment that I feel that it's hard to stand up? Yeah. And in those cases, I've gotten to my knees myself and just have gone there and praised the Lord myself. What I'm trying to tell you is that this idea that a person can just wave a jacket to knock you out, this idea that a minister even has to put pressure on you for you to fall back, is not in scripture. The laying of hands, absolutely, you find examples of that. But you don't find them doing the Vulcan death grip on people's foreheads to make them fall back. You don't see this spectacle in this show.
All right, first thing we're going to teach you to do is to defend yourself from the Vulcan death grip. What you want to do is when he Vulcan death grips you and he goes on, I want you to praise away. Okay, praise and block. Perfect. You got to worship and he's going to come back on. Go ahead. and you praise away. Boom. Now, if he goes again, I want you to praise away and bow down and worship. Praise and see, you're going to stay away, and it's going to be hard for him to come down on the top of your head. Let's see that going all the way through. Are you ready? Praise away. Good, good. Praise away. Get that hand out. Be perfect. Now, the last thing we want to prepare you for is how to stand tall when they try to lay you out. Most altar call workers are going to try and lay you out. So get your hands up nice and tall. What they're going to do is go on the top here, and your tendency, when they start pressing hard, is to take a couple baby steps back. When he sees that, he's going to grab your back, and he's going to fold you over, and next thing you know, an usher caught you. You're laid out. All of a sudden, they got a blanket on you. You're a man. You don't even need a blanket. Your wife just saw you get your manhood taken. Your kids are screaming, "Daddy, Daddy." We don't want that, do we? Let's get up here. We're going to teach you how to stand tall. There we go. Now, what you want to do when he starts to push, let's get your hands up again. Instead of taking those baby steps, I want you to take a big karate step, just like this, and get a strong base there. Set your strong base up. Boom. Now, once you do that, he's much further back. It's hard for him to push you. Once you got that, let's give him a praise block. Get his hands out of there. Praise the Lord. And now you're ready. You're ready for the matrix. There's no way he's going to push you down from right here, is he? He's a strong man. You're a strong man. But now your base is set, isn't it?
And again, I'm always fascinated by the fact that everyone is slain in the spirit except the cameraman, except the people running the function, except the ushers collecting the offering. Everyone's knocked out in the spirit except that high definition 4K camera. So is the laying of hands biblical? You see many examples of them laying on hands. Okay, 2 Timothy 1:6, right? You see many examples, but you also see warnings in 1 Timothy 5:22 about it as well. The devil is a copycat, and he will always take the gifts and talents that God has for his church, and he exploits them so that he can make you not believe that God can still heal, that God can still deliver, that God has these gifts for us to operate as a body in Jesus Christ. So where you see the move of God operating in a biblical manner, and you see healings and you see deliverance, all of that is awesome. You're also going to see the counterfeit. Like Matthew 24:24 tells us, you're going to see great signs and wonders. I still remember in the church where this one guy came and he was pushing me back, dude. He was pushing me, man. But back then, man, I was 300 plus pounds. Good luck to him to push me back at that point in time, because I was stubborn too. And I remember this was when I was waking up to a lot of these things. And I opened my eyes and I looked at him and I was like, bro, I'm not going to fall back. I looked at my pastor too. And I was like, bro, he's pushing me. Then the guy said that I was being rebellious. My pastor said the same, that I was quenching the spirit. And I'm like, bro, he's literally pushing me back, bro. What am I supposed to do? You just fall back because he's pushing me so that you can say that it's the Spirit? That's not how the Holy Spirit operates. The difference between the people in Scripture that laid hands on people is that they weren't doing this for a spectacle and a show so that people could then say, wow, that man of God. If you're a person who's laying hands on people and you're even putting slight pressure on them, why are you doing it? Who did you see do that? Then you have the holy laughter too, where people start going, ho, 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 ho.
Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah!
Come on, man, stop it. Stop it. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe that they're for today. I believe that God heals and delivers. Just make sure that you're operating under the biblical parameters provided to us in the Scriptures. Because when we operate via the Scriptures, there's deliverance, there is power, there is miracles, but they all point to Jesus. They don't point to a ministry on earth. They don't point to man. You don't have to be like that lady, Catherine Crick or Kirk Crick, whatever her name is, where she's telling you that if you sow a seed, if you sow a miracle seed, then the Holy Spirit can deliver you.
And when we give money, it is truly something that happens in the spiritual realm where we are giving spiritually more of us to God.
So if you like to sow, we have baskets right there. They put a separate one for seeds because sometimes you can give a seed if you have a certain need or desire, or if God puts on your heart to sow for freedom, because that's a key for many people's deliverance is to sow.
We have to wake up, people. We have to wake up because there's a lot of people right now that don't even believe in the gifts of the Spirit at all because of many of these shenanigans that are happening in the church. God is real. His power is real. His deliverance is real. Don't stop believing. But while you're at that, make sure that you listen to his advice and you test the spirit. Test the spirits and make sure that you operate under the biblical parameters, because we're in a day and age where false signs and wonders are going to be increasing in today's church. May God bless you and your whole family. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your grace that you give us every single day. Thank you for training us up, Heavenly Father. All of us have gone through an experience in church that at one point in time or another has caused doubt in our life, or has caused us to question prophecies, has caused us to question miracles, has caused us to question so many things. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us understand that you are awesome, that you've warned us in Scripture about these people because you knew that it would come, and you made sure that you told us ahead of time that we need to be Bereans and compare everything to the Word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Let me know in the comment section what you think about this. All right. And also, we have a free book. It's called Caught Thought. It's in the description tab of this video. It doesn't cost you a penny. It's just about taking thoughts captive, and check it out. And if you're considering supporting this ministry, that would be greatly appreciated as well. God bless you. God bless your whole family. And I appreciate you taking the time to pass on by. Let me know what you think of this video. Let me know in the comments section. And share this with a pastor. Share this with a ministry. Share this with a church catcher. Ask their opinion on this. I want to hear from you. God bless you.